And I should mention, too, Cleveland was the quintessential Bourbon Democrat, very closely associated with Wall Street interests and associated particularly with a hard money standard. He was the great proponent of moving to the gold standard. The U.S. had had what was called a bimetal system of both, with the dollar based both on gold and on silver, but the U.S. was moving towards the gold standard at this time. Britain had moved to the gold standard. The global economic system was moving to the gold standard. And Wall Street bankers and others certainly wanted this. They wanted the solidity of gold, of hard money at this time. And Grover Cleveland was, in that sense, their man. Next election, 1888, Grover Cleveland running again, Benjamin Harrison, his opponent. And the big issue was tariff reform. So Cleveland had been president, but he was not able to push through tariff reform. As a Democrat, especially a Bourbon Democrat at this time, he wanted low tariffs, and tariffs were very high at this time, often 40% on manufactured goods, sometimes even higher. Low tariffs were something that farmers wanted in the West, Southerners wanted, and industrialists did not want. And actually, the new labor movement at this time was not happy about tariff reduction either, because they feared that there'd be more competition from abroad and that they could potentially lose their jobs. That was the big issue.